हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। Translation once again, promising her the fulfillment of this lusty desire, considered Krishna, Lord of all beings, paid Trivakra his respects and then returned with Uddhava to his own supremely opulent residence. In the purport, it is described that Lord Krishna, he promised Trivakra that he would fulfill her lusty desires. Now in the next purport, it is explained that how Trivakra's position can be understood from two levels. One is that she is a liberated soul. Another is that she was unfortunate in the sense that she met Krishna, but she is asking for fulfillment of lusty desires upon meeting Krishna. So in the purport, the understanding is given that even Arjuna was put in that position of being temporarily bewildered. So, Trivakra's position, it can be understood from two levels. So, considering that she was unfortunate because she had met Krishna and it was an opportunity for her to serve Krishna. So instead of serving Krishna, she wanted her lusty desires to be fulfilled. So, Hare Krishna Prabhu, he was sharing with me a point which is spoken by Radha Govind Maharaj. That he says, Radha Govind Maharaj in a lecture, he says that Trivakra, she was most unfortunate. She had the opportunity. Krishna was in her own place and she had the opportunity to render pure devotional service. But instead of that, she tried to fulfill her own interests. Now, devotional service in essence involves putting Krishna in the center and taking ourselves off the center. So this attitude of putting Krishna in the center distinguishes devotional service from ordinary activities. Externally, the activities might look similar. In the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada explains in his purports that it is very difficult to understand simply by external activities, because external activities many times look alike. But the difference is in attitude. Attitude of pure devotional service involves putting Krishna in the center and taking ourselves off the center. This in essence is devotional service. And for a conditioned soul who has lived in this material world since a very long time, he or she is habituated to putting oneself in the center. It's a habit. So even though a conditioned soul might start off with an activity with an intention of putting something else in the center, in due course of time, as the activity evolves, he suddenly finds that if he carefully introspects, suddenly he realizes that suddenly I have put myself in the center unintentionally. And that translates into attachment and other corollaries. So, even though the conditioned soul, however hard he might try, put himself off the center, he gravitates towards the center. The tendency is to gravitate towards the center. Because that's the natural tendency of the conditioned soul which he has cultivated, the habit which he has cultivated since a very, very long time, and old habits die hard. So a sadhaka, it's very important for a sadhaka to always carefully inspect. Right now, where am I? Have I put myself in the center once again? Or am I working with Krishna in the center? It's very critical to analyze every now and then. Because this tendency is very, very deep rooted. So, if we take that particular angle, that Kubja was putting herself in the center, this is not pure devotional service. So I would like to contrast this particular activity of Kubja to some pastimes from the life of Rupa Goswami, whose disappearance day we are celebrating today. I would like to discuss a few of the pastimes of Rupa Goswami, where he sets the highest standards of pure devotional service, of putting Krishna in the center, right in the center. As sadhakas, on days such as these, we can gain inspiration from the examples of these great acharyas and also pray to them, because we cannot on our own get rid of this natural tendency to gravitate towards the center on our own. It's an impossible task. It might be possible to defy the law of gravity, but it's extremely difficult to defy this law of gravitation of a conditioned soul gravitating towards the center. Extremely difficult. But by the prayers of the great acharyas, by their mercy, it becomes possible. So Rupa Goswami, at one point of time, he was doing his bhajan at a place near Nandagaon, Terkadam. And he accepted Srila Sanatana Goswami as his spiritual master. And the Goswamis, they used to do Madhukari. But Rupa Goswami, he had the desire that I want to serve my elder brother sweet rice. So one day, when Rupa Goswami was doing his bhajan, a little Brajavasi girl, she came and she offered rice, milk, camphor, saffron, sugar, and the other ingredients that is required to make the sweet rice. So Rupa Goswami was busy in his service. So the girl, she volunteered to cook. So she cooked sweet rice, offered it to Krishna. And then Rupa Goswami, he took this sweet rice to his elder brother Sanatana Goswami in great happiness. So Sanatana Goswami, as soon as he tasted a little bit of the sweet rice, he erupted into ecstasy, uncontrollable ecstasy. Because that taste was arising from the soul, not from the tongue. So both the brothers were exhibiting all the symptoms of ecstasy. And Sanatana Goswami, he told Rupa Goswami, wait a minute. What's happening? Who gave the sweet rice? What's the origin of the sweet rice? So Rupa Goswami explained what exactly happened. So Sanatana Goswami said, what a great mistake we have made. Radha and Krishna are our worshipable lords and masters. We are supposed to serve them. How can we take service from them? What a blunder we have made. But still, they couldn't stop tasting the sweet rice. Because it was so nectarian, prepared by Srimati Radharani herself. So in a lecture, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he was making the point that if we simply try to understand this particular pastime, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, what they had done for Radha and Krishna, Tyaktva Turunam Ashesha Mandalapati Shredim Sadatuchavat, they were Mandalapati. They were the ministers in the government of Bengal. They gave up such high positions to become servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what austerities they performed, sleeping under a different tree every day, and what services they performed. Such great literatures which become the foundation of our sampradaya. The foundation of our sampradaya, those literatures were written by these Goswamis, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So their entire life was dedicated, all the resources they had dedicated, their entire intellect they had dedicated, pranayar, arthayar, dhyavacha, everything was dedicated for Krishna. Krishna says that even if one is dedicated, that's wonderful. Do whatever you can. That is Krishna's call. But here are the Goswamis who dedicated everything for Krishna's service. And in reciprocation, Radharani shows one little gesture of reciprocation and it's intolerable for them. They feel that we have burdened their lordship. They had to spend time on us. They had to extend themselves to do something for us. This kind of consciousness is extremely difficult. In this world, you know, the only example I can think of is, you know, Stalin, when he was a dictator of Russia. Many people became his close associates because you can't run an empire without help. So many people became his dedicated followers. But a regular trend that could be observed with Stalin's regime was a person would come very close to Stalin, become a very intimate associate, and suddenly he would disappear. And then someone else will become a very close associate of Stalin, and then suddenly he would disappear. To the extent that Stalin used to make them disappear even from photographs. Any photographs that were taken during that period, if that particular person was in the photograph, he would, I don't know what was the technology used at that time. Today it's much easier using Photoshop and things like that. But he used to make them disappear even from the photograph. Because as soon as a servant in this world shows dedication and selfless service attitude, there's a burden of expectation that is growing in the background. Even though the service is selfless on the surface, but the more the service is rendered selflessly, the more the burden of expectations grows in the background. The servant starts expecting more and more and more and more. And the master can sense that in this material world. Someone as shrewd as Stalin. And so he used to just get them off. So even in spiritual circles, when someone shows too much selfless service, people feel, you know, ati bhaktir chorer lakshan. Sometimes it happens. And sometimes, generally people become apprehensive. Are you working according to your level? Please be normal. Do some things which will be for your own selfish interest. It's not told explicitly. But certain things that will balam rise, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur called it. Certain things which will serve as balam rise. And certain things is done selflessly. And it is very practical also. Because conditioned soul is so much habituated to putting oneself in the center that all of a sudden, if one is put off the center, then there is a breakdown. Like astronauts, because they are so much used to gravity, when they are taken into space, first they are given training on ground, how to live with zero gravity. Because their habit is, their body is so much habituated to gravitational force. So if they are taken suddenly out of gravity, then there is huge trouble awaiting them. So they are given zero gravity training on Earth and then they are sent to space. So the conditioned soul, that he has been putting himself in the center since so long, has got the natural tendency to gravitate towards the center. So artificially, if he puts himself off the center, it could be disastrous. So generally, you know, management takes precautions. Okay, let's be practical. Few things to satisfy our own propensities for sense gratifications, subtle. And few things selfless, and slowly, slowly become more and more selfless. Yes, that is needed from a certain perspective. But on days like these are times to actually understand what is the highest standard. The highest standards that Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they are setting in this one particular pastime. No expectations, zero expectations. So we have got that standard which we can strive for and pray for on these particular days. It's extremely difficult, but these are days when we can pray for these standards and we can understand what's the goal. So continuing with this pastime, that same night, they were so much morose, thinking that we gave some trouble to Radha and Krishna. We took service from them. They were so troubled. It was so genuine that Radharani had to take trouble again of coming into Rupa Goswami's dream. She said, this was actually my pastime. Through this particular pastime, I wanted to show the world through you what is the standard of being a servant of the Lord. What is the standard of pure devotional service? Just to teach this particular lesson to the entire world, this pastime was enacted. So even through this pastime, you have rendered service only. So it's okay. So Rupa Goswami has specified in that way. Another pastime of Rupa Goswami . When Rupa Goswami was told, ordered by Lord Chaitanya to visit Vrindavan, to go to Vrindavan and carry on his mission forward. And one of the instructions, he gave four principal instructions. One of the instructions was to establish holy places of pilgrimage and to set standards of worship. And Rupa Goswami, as a part of the instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was trying to find the deity of Govinda Devji. According to the Vaishnava scriptures, Govinda Dev is one of the most prominent deities of Vrindavan. So he tried in all places. He looked in homes, he looked in temples, he searched for Govindji in other places, but he couldn't find. And so he became very morose. Again, in this connection, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he gives a very wonderful insight. I had very little time to prepare, so I just tried to recollect what our Maharaj spoke in his various classes, things like that. So, Maharaj, he gives a wonderful insight in this connection, that Rupa Goswami, he had fulfilled all the instructions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given so many instructions to Rupa Goswami. And one particular instruction, he couldn't follow. Couldn't find Govind Devji. And he was focusing just on that. If you think about it, when we put ourselves in the center, we think about all that we have done. When we put Krishna in the center, we think about what are Krishna's instructions. And amongst Krishna's instructions, even if one instruction is not fulfilled, that becomes a cause of great disturbance. But when we ourselves are in the center, our meditation is on what I have done. And what we have not done goes to the background, even though that could be Krishna's instruction. So through this particular pastime of Rupa Goswami, we can understand how Krishna was totally in the center of his life. Krishna's service was totally in the center of his life. One instruction which was unfulfilled, he became so morose about it. So Krishna, he comes in the form of a coward boy and he tells Rupa Goswami that don't worry. He asks Rupa Goswami, you know, why are you morose? And Rupa Goswami says, I'm not able to find Govinda Devji. So the boy says, don't worry. There's a place called Gomathil, a hill nearby. And a cow comes there every day and she pours milk on a particular place, on a particular spot. And beneath that spot, Govindji is there. So Rupa Goswami goes there and right in front of his eyes, he sees the cow pouring her milk from her udders on that particular spot. And as soon as Rupa Goswami sees that, he becomes convinced that Govindji can be found here. And suddenly, Krishna, he disappears. Rupa Goswami suddenly realizes that it was Krishna, that coward boy was Krishna. He becomes morose. Fulfillment of all desires is to have Krishna in front of you. And then, when Krishna is in front of us, the devotee's desire is to render unlimited service to Krishna. So Rupa Goswami had Krishna right in front of him and he lost the opportunity to serve Krishna and to render service to Krishna. And so he became so morose. Now again, he could have complained, you know, Krishna, why did you do this to me? I was so close to serving you, but still I lost the opportunity to serve you. Why did you do this to me? But no, immediately Rupa Goswami got back to his consciousness, which is steeped in service, and he called all the Brajvasis and they started digging the ground to find the deity of Radha Govinda Dev. And then the worship of Govindji was resumed. I would like to tell a few things about Rupa Goswami in general. Rupa Goswami is our Sampradaya Acharya, a very special position. We are all called Rupanugas. Gaudiya Vaishnavas are called Rupanugas because everyone in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Srila Rupa Goswami. There is one particular incident that happened in Puri. Many incidents. One particular which I would like to say. Wherein Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established and authorized Rupa Goswami to write literatures which would become the very foundation and basis for our Sampradaya. He called all of his intimate associates one day to test the writings of Rupa Goswami. There was Swarup Damodar Goswami, there was Ramananda Rai, there was Srila Haridas Thakur, there was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was the top philosopher. Swarup Damodar Goswami was very particular about Siddhanta. Any writing which was even meant to be read by Lord Chaitanya had to be screened by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami, he could easily detect rasabhas and deviations. So his knowledge was of rasas was beyond comparison. He was present. Saravama Bhattacharya, the greatest philosopher, was present. A person expert in rasas, the science of rasas, Swarup Damodar Goswami was present. Ramananda Rai, who is considered to be the relisher of the topmost rasas, he was present. And Haridas Thakur, who is a Namacharya, who established the essence of Dharma in Kali Yuga, that is Harinam Sankirtan, he was present. In the presence of all these great authorities, Rupa Goswami was tested on that particular day. And all of them, they unanimously said that Rupa Goswami is the person who is authorized to elaborate the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and take it to the entire world. In one particular purport of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, Srila Prabhupada, he explains the very special position of Srila Rupa Goswami. I would like to read this purport. Devotees acknowledge Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy upon Srila Rupa Goswami in the following words. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? The special functions of Srila Rupa Goswami is to establish the feelings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These feelings are his desires that his special mercy be spread throughout the world in this Kali Yuga. Prithivite Achayata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachara Hoive Moranam. The desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that all over the world, everyone in every village and every town know of him and his Sankirtan movement. These are the inner feelings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Rupa Goswami committed to writing all these feelings of the Lord. Now again, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same feelings are being spread all over the world with the servants of the Goswamis, and devotees who are pure and simple will appreciate this attempt. So when Srila Prabhupada, when he had to establish this society and he had to take the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world, the place which he chose to write the transcendental literatures, which would be the foundation of his movement, he chose to write those literatures right next to the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Rupa Goswami. For 6 years he stayed there, right next to Rupa Goswami, continuously praying to him and asking for his blessings. So if you take Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya as a whole, then Rupa Goswami's position is extremely special, as we are all Rupanugas. And even if we take ISKCON's position as a branch of the Gaudiya tree, Prabhupada took his blessings and his empowerment from Srila Rupa Goswami. Many years ago, Gargamuni Prabhu and Brahmanand Prabhu, they were here and they were giving us entrance into some of the intimate aspects of why Prabhupada did what. So they asked the question, why did Prabhupada come to the United States to start ISKCON? Because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very particular on London. He sent many of his devotees to Europe and tried his very best. So the natural logical conclusion will be Prabhupada will try in Europe. why did he choose America? So they asked us this question. I don't know, there could be many answers to this, but what they said was, Prabhupada said in one conversation that Rupa Goswami told me that I should come to the United States. And having that empowerment and blessings of Rupa Goswami, what was Srila Prabhupada's confidence? Many years later, after Prabhupada left, they discovered a particular newspaper in Calcutta. Now, just before Prabhupada left, a friend of Prabhupada, he took him around Calcutta visiting different newspaper offices, because at least he felt that Prabhupada's mission was newsworthy, that an old man is trying to cross the ocean to spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he felt that it was newsworthy. So he took Prabhupada around different places. And one small newspaper, I don't know, maybe he didn't have any business or news to fill up the paper. So he put the news there. And in that particular news article, what does Srila Prabhupada say? The newspaper article, you know, obviously Prabhupada dictated what should go in the article. It is said that A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami is going to cross the ocean. And in America, people are waiting for him. And they're all waiting for his teachings. They're all waiting for his books. And he's taking all the books there to establish a movement. For Prabhupada, it was a reality. Why? Because he had confidence in the blessings of the acharyas, especially in the blessings of Rupa Goswami. And he expresses that confidence in a purport of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. If one wants to benefit the entire world, he will certainly find persons like hawks and pigs who will put forward many impediments. That is natural. But if a devotee seeks shelter at the lotus feet of the six Goswamis, the merciful Goswamis will certainly give the Lord's servitor all protection. It is not astonishing that impediments are placed before those who are spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Nevertheless, if we adhere to the lotus feet of the six Goswamis and pray for their mercy, all impediments will be annihilated and the transcendental devotional service and the transcendental devotional desire to serve the Supreme Lord will be fulfilled. I would like to end with a small pastime of Srila Prabhupada that happened later on. Prabhupada's BBT press was established and Karandhar Prabhu, he was taking Prabhupada around the press. And at that time, I think it was sometimes late 60s or early 70s, computers were new. So they had a computer in the BBT office. I don't know how big the computer was at that time. Perhaps the computer occupied the entire room. So Karandhar, he said, Prabhupada, this is a new machine, the computer. Prabhupada wasn't interested in computers. He didn't pay much attention. But then Karandhar Prabhu told Prabhupada, if you type Rupa Goswami, then whatever you have told about Rupa Goswami, we can all find it in one place. Prabhupada, his face lit up. And immediately he became interested. That's a wonderful machine. He told something like that. So, I took a personal instruction from this particular pastime, that of Yukta Vairagya, which Rupa Goswami has established, that however bad the face of the world could be, And however bad the effects of technology could be, a devotee's attitude is, we follow in the footsteps of Prabhupada and we are not interested. But then, if it is useful for Krishna service, yes, we can utilize it. For Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale, for assisting Rupa Goswami in his mission. So now, on this auspicious occasion, we can sing Shad Goswami Ashtakam. You sing? Huh? Okay, Satyanand Prabhu will lead us in singing the Shad Goswami Ashtakam. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.